All right, we coming back. Shade 45, Lupe Fiasco in the house with us today. Word up. That was awesome. I don't think I ever caught that commercial.
Yeah, it was like three of them. We had did like some. There was one where we had like battled before.
We each had
like a verse. It was crazy because I didn't know
Google that. Them shit. I seen that in the catalog. I'm like, what's this? Couple of things, man.
Shout out to my good folks up at Nike.
Nice.
Holding me down.
Word up, man. Lupe Fiasco's with us, man. Turned in his album yesterday.
Today. This morning. Yeah.
So it's a good day, man.
Yeah, man. It's a little
weight off your shoulders.
Yeah, very much so.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Feel like some completion musically.
Yeah. That's good.
It's always a good thing.
You're shining, man. That's what I'm talking about. A lot of people want to call. They're calling out. They want to holler at you, man. Let's take a few calls.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
Let's get some, you know, let's get some word out there. Hello? Shade 45, you on the air. Who's this?
Yeah, it's Craig, man, from Charlotte, North Cackalack, man. What's good?
North Carolina. What up? What up, bro?
Yeah, man. Ain't nothing, man. Peace. Mr. Toka, Mr. Fiasco.
Word. What's going on with you, man?
Not much, man. Trying to get this big truck back to the place I call home, man. Been out here for like a month, but yeah, we getting it done right now. But, man, I'm looking forward to that new album, man. I just wanted to, you know what I'm saying, call you, let you know how much, you know what I'm saying, you inspire me in my writing. Not necessarily as far as, you know what I'm saying, doing music or anything like that, man, but just creative writing on my own, you know what I'm saying, whatever. I, you know what I mean? I listen to you, you know what I'm saying? Shit, it just does something to me. Ever since, ain't nobody touched me like that ever since the days of like 3000 and CeeLo, you know what I'm saying? And that's been a while. I'm 26. So, dude, I mean, keep doing it, man. You touching people, man. People feeling you, man. You moving people. Yeah, so...
Wow, I appreciate that, man.
You know what I'm saying? I really don't, you know what I'm saying? I'm at a loss for words right now. Cause
it's a great compliment.
When I heard your first, that Food and Liquor, man, I was hating, you know what I'm saying? But I was just like, damn, man, there's somebody out there that's just got, like, I don't know, kind of like, you know what I'm saying? If I had a twin, there was a star or something like that on the other side of the universe. Who would do that? Because my thoughts, you know what I'm saying? My thought pattern, they kind of match yours, but you know what I'm saying? I'm you, but I'm just, you know what I'm saying? I'm feeling it like that. Like I said, man, I don't really know what to say. And Toka, you're the earliest DJ around, man. I stay up to listen to your show, man. If I'm asleep at a truck stop, I'll wake up to listen to Toka Tuesday, dog.
That's what's up, man. Thank you, bro. I appreciate that.
Be safe out there on the roads,
peace,
man. Very much.
Word. 888-742-3345. You on the air. Hello?
Yeah, what's good, man?
What's up? Who's this?
Sammy from Phoenix, man. I just want to put my shout out to Lupe. What's good, man?
Phoenix, what up? I got a layover there. What, Saturday?
What's up, boss? Congrats on your new album, man.
I appreciate that, man.
Good, and, you know you're going to make that money.
hopefully so. More money. More money's
there. Yeah, but I had a question for you, man.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you a question. You smoke chronic?
Nah, I don't smoke. I never had the urge or the need to. I always figured that I could perform just as well as somebody high, very much sober. So, never really needed to. But if you smoke, you know,
pass it to me.
Pass it to Tony.
Yo, 888-SHAVE45. You on the air, caller? What's up?
Yo, what's good, man? This is Jerome, man. I'm straight out of Charleston, South Carolina. You know what I mean? Queens, New York. Was just calling in. Much love to Tony. To Topa, you know what I mean, all day. Just wanted to show my respect to Lupe. Was good, man.
What up, brother? Yo, quick question, man. Did they ever take that? This is a random question, but did they ever take that Confederate flag off the state capitol down there? Do you know?
No, it's still going. It's still an ongoing issue.
Oh,
or whatnot.
Wow.
So it's actually in the Capitol building,
yeah, Columbia.
So it's still an issue because it's still in the building or whatnot. It's not actually, you know what I mean, hanging up.
They're not flying. Oh, okay. All right.
Well, but it's still there. But, you know, that's another issue, like you said. But I just wanted to call in and give my respects. Like my man said before, you, Joel Ortiz, there's a few artists out there that really inspire me and a lot of dudes out here that grew up on hip-hop and just students of the game, you know what I'm saying? And one of my homies, my big homies, passed on this past Thanksgiving, R.P. Michael Maxwell. But I just left the booth, and I actually laid down... you know what I mean, the whole 316 to your superstar beat, you know what I mean? So it was out of love and everything. If you see it circulating anywhere, anything like that.
It's all good, man. It's all good.
You already know.
It's all good. Appreciate
thanks for the call,
that.
Man.
Thanks, brother.
888-742-3345. Let's do one more. Hello?
Hello?
Shade 45, who's this?
It's Tom from Nova Scotia, Canada.
Right, yo, Nova Scotia, checking in.
How you doing, Lupe?
What up, family?
Man, I'm a huge fan of yours, man. That's all I gotta say. You're my favorite rapper, and I've been listening to rap music since about mid-90s. I seen you in Montreal a couple years back at the Glow in the Dark tour. That was dope. It's good stuff. And I don't know, man, just more of the same. Like, just what everyone else is telling you, man. Like, I just feel like you and a couple other rappers out there, but you just kind of, I listen to a lot of the shit that's out right now, and I just want to put down the pen. But when I hear your stuff, you coming out with new stuff, staying creative, it just really makes me want to be a part of rap and music in general again. And I just wanted to let you know I appreciate it, man. I'm glad to be able to talk to you.
Wow, appreciate that, brother.
Word up, that's dope.
Yo, do y'all got like a D-hate machine over there, man, fielding these calls?
Cause that's nothing but love, right?
That's funny.
With fans like that, what can I say?
Yeah, man.
So
that's amazing.
Much love to the aspiring writers and hip hop artists and fans and creative writers and whatever out there. I really appreciate the love, and that's the point and the purpose of it, you know, to show that you can. There's more than one way to tell a story, you know. So,
Hey, tell me about this Resurrection record that I got here.
Oh yeah, I came. If you didn't know, I climbed with about 45 other people. We climbed Kilimanjaro in earlier this month. And the day we summited, it was 5 days up, 2 days down. The day we summited was the day of the earthquake.
Wow.
And so when we got back, and just a little general information, a lot of people that climbed the mountain was from the UN or connected to NGOs and charities around the world or whatever. So kind of had like this direct personal link to it or what have you. So when we got back to the States, I got a call from Mike Shinoda, saying it from Linkin Park. And he was saying he was putting together just some type of package, something to promote everything and bring awareness to the disaster. And it was in the form of a music CD, like a free download, but there's also an option to donate once you download. And I went in the studio with my good buddy Kenna from Star Trek and Virginia fame. And, you know, we put this song together, you know. And it was for that, you know. As soon as I got back, came back from climbing a mountain for the global water crisis, and went right into doing a song for Haiti.
Wow.
So, you know, just the calling, and I answered it. So
that's it, man. That's what I'm talking about. Well, let's let this record play, man. And I guess is it like proceeds going to?
Yeah, all the proceeds go to the UN Foundation, as well as Habitat for Humanity. And you can Google it, is download to donate. You can Google it, you can go to my MySpace page, my Twitter page, there's links for it everywhere.
Yeah.
It's connected to me, and you know, do your due diligence.
That is, man. Let's let this record ride. It's called Resurrection, y'all. Tony Touch, Lupe Fiasco. Let's go.